Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. I'm your host, Charles. Today's guest is Samia from Brazil. In this episode, we talk about Samia's strategy to become a confident English speaker by working a lot on her pronunciation in 1 year period, why practice is so important, and why it can bring a huge impact on your learning journey. How to join a free speaking club to practice English. As a shy person who was really afraid to speak, Samia shared with us what she did to overcome her shyness, the importance of surrounding yourself with English to advance your English skills as a whole, tips to be better at conversation, using songs to improve pronunciation, how it's like to have classes with native English speakers. I had an amazing time talking with Samia. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I'm sure that you guys are gonna enjoy it as well. Learning a new language changed my life, and I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support. Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. Today, I'm so excited to have Samia on the show. Hi Samia, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
Charles, I'm doing well. I'm so happy to be here with you. So thanks for having me today. It's such a great honor to be part of your show.
Awesome, thank you so much. I'm really glad that you are here today. So I'm really curious about your story as well. So could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Samia Caro. You know, some people call me only Samia. My parents call me Caro, but you can call me Samia Caro. I mean, both are my name, so I'm cool with that. I live in Teresina, which is the capital of Piauí State, that is located in the northeast of Brazil. So I've been working as a teacher, history teacher, for 5 years now.
Awesome. Okay, so the first question. When and why you decided to start learning English?
I started learning English last year, and that was because I finally decided to face my fears, you know, because until that moment, I've never taken my English learning process seriously, you know. So last year, okay, I'm gonna enjoy this time, you know, because of the pandemic, of the lockdown situation, we got free time. So, okay, I need to do something in my free time. So, okay, I'm gonna study English, you know. Now I wanna be fluent, and if I wanna be fluent, I need to study. So last year, when everything happened, you know, when I decided to put a lot of effort on studying English.
That's awesome. And did you get like a reason behind of your process of learning English that really motivates you to continue to learn and to really decide to learn this language?
Yeah, first of all, everyone who asks me, you know, why you're learning English? Why, what is your reasons? Okay, my main reason is because I love English language. I really love, you have no idea, man, I really love English, you know, since when I was a little girl, you know, when I found this world, oh, there's a different language from my mother tongue, from Portuguese. There are other countries where people speak different from the way I speak. So I got really interested in learning English, you know. So my main reason is because I love English. And also because I saw that, you know, when you speak another language, you get, you know, big possibilities to get a good job, to get some opportunities, so to get a better life. So that's why.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Something that you said that I think it's really interesting is that you decided to use more your free time to learn a new skill, and why not to learn English? And we were talking before we started recording the podcast, and I mentioned that this project, my podcast, I decided to start because I also realized, oh, I had more free time because the whole pandemic situation, and why not to start a podcast and in English? So here we are. This is a really good way for us to use our free time and learning English. And as you said, English can bring so many opportunities. And I always say that English can open so many doors, which is awesome. Okay, let's move on to the next question. What techniques, methods, and resources have you been using to learn?
Okay, but before I answer this question, I forgot something, you know, about the last one, about connecting with people from different countries. You know, I noticed, okay, if I speak English, I can meet many people from different countries, learn more about their countries, their cultures. And because of the Fluency Breakthrough Challenge, I was introducing into this world, you know, oh, it's really possible to go to many places in this world, you know, through the English language. So I was so excited about knowing many people, and because, you know, I never thought that would be possible, you know, that I never thought, oh, when I was a kid, I'm gonna talk with Chinese people, Japanese people. You know, I thought that would be possible if I go there, you know, physically. And so nowadays I have many friends from different countries, so I'm so happy for it. So yeah, that's another reason that I decided to keep studying English. But now your question about my methods. So I have a lot of methods. First one that I want to mention is about the shadowing technique. I love shadowing technique to improve my pronunciation. I usually choose a short video, and then I like to spend a lot of time, you know, just trying to imitate the person from the video, and I try to sound like them, you know, and I keep doing it until that now I feel that I'm doing correctly. I'm pronouncing like they are doing. So yeah. And I also like shadowing technique. I like to record it myself. So I'm gonna pause the video and I'm gonna, okay, let me try do by myself here. Let me check if I'm doing right, if there's something that I need to improve more. And besides that, I also like to read out loud. You know, sometimes I have here a lot of books and I like to read out loud. And also I like to record myself one more time, just, you know, to check if I'm doing correctly, if I'm making some mistakes. And, you know, sometimes I like to slow down to see, okay, if I'm doing, because I'm kind of obsessed, you know, with pronunciation, just because this is one of the most attractive things that I think about English, you know, the sound, the way the English language sounds to my ears. So that's why I'm so obsessed with pronunciation. And also I like to read books in English. I also like to listen to songs. That's another way that I really enjoy to practice my pronunciation, you know, that I feel so comfortable and so well when I'm here. You know, I like to pretend that I'm a singer and I'm trying to sing. And, you know, when I get bored about reading books, so I'm gonna try today, I'm gonna sing a song. And yeah, and also I think it's good too when you learn English through songs, you know, to learn some vocabulary, some expressions. I think it's really good. And of course, cliche, you know, watch movies and series in English. But in nowadays, I only watch movies and series in English and with subtitles in English. And also, I've been using my social medias, Instagram and YouTube. For example, on my Instagram account, I've been posting a lot of videos in English. So, you know, I've been trying to create like this environment. You know, I'm trying to be surrounded surrounded by English. So my Instagram account was another way to make this real, because I live in a Portuguese-speaking country. So I think it's really important when you try to keep practicing every single day, you know, because as we know, practice makes perfect. So I think if there's any secret to learn a language, I would say practice. So my Instagram account has been like a tool that I've been using to help me, you know, keeping practicing my speaking skills. And there I also share some idioms, some vocabulary. There I try to teach, to explain to the others what is the meaning of those idioms and phrasal verbs, etc., etc. You know, because when you explain something, it's easy to remember later, you know. So, and I joined this group called TNT. It's really, really, really awesome. Really awesome. It's like a English speaking club. So we have meeting from Monday to Friday, and there are a lot of opportunity to have a meeting in one day. You know, we have meeting at 1 p.m., at 5 p.m., at 7 p.m., at 10 p.m. And in this group, we talk about many topics, interesting topics. You know, they bring us there. There's a host. They will explain how the TNT works. They split us into a small room where we have, you know, like 1, 2, 3 people having this conversation. So there I've been improving my English skills a lot, you know. So yeah, it's amazing. And the best thing is free, man. It's free. You have to pay nothing, you know. And about resource, I like to use dictionaries like Cambridge Dictionary, Collins Free Dictionary, Macmillan. So I like to, and I have to look up some words. I like to look up dictionaries online and in English. I think this is important. And also I like to study grammar. I have my Cambly classes where I've been having some English conversations with native speakers. So they've been helping me a lot because they give me feedback about my pronunciation. They help me with vocabulary. And yeah. And also when I don't have anyone here next to me to have a conversation in English, of course, I'm going to talk to myself. I start to, you know, when I'm doing my chores here at home, I start talking to myself. When I go to the grocery store, I talk to myself. I've been talking to myself a lot in English. So because I think, as I told you before, practice makes perfect. So I try to practicing this language every single day, you know.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing everything that you shared. Actually, I took so many notes here to mention some of the things that you talked about. So the first one is that the results that you got until this point, since you really decided to learn this language, it's remarkable. Because you said like 1 year ago, you really decided to start learning this language. And yes, your English is awesome. And you have been focusing a lot on pronunciation. And yes, I can totally see the results. And a lot of these things that you said, they are really great. And some of the guests in the past already mentioned, like shadowing. A lot of people love doing this technique, which is awesome. I tried sometimes, but I'm kind of lazy to do this. But I should do this more often. And going back to some of the things that you said that I think that's really interesting. You said about connecting with people, how incredible it is. And this is amazing. This is something that I never thought that someday I would be capable. First of all, I always doubt about my ability to learn a new language. I always thought that was impossible. But once you realize that you have this new skill and you can use it to have a simple conversation with a person completely different than you, who lives in the other side of the world, this is phenomenal. And I think this is one of the experiences that people should have, because it's really life-changing when you are able to have a conversation with someone else from other culture. Another thing, oh, you mentioned the Fluency Breakthrough Challenge. How many times did you participate in the Fluency Breakthrough Challenge? Because I participated already 3 times.
Really?
Uh-huh.
My first time was last July. Yeah, so I'm getting ready for the next challenge that's gonna happen pretty soon, I guess. In a few days, I'm gonna be there one more time. And I'm so excited because, oh my gosh, the challenge changed everything in my life. It was an amazing experience, and I'm gonna keep doing it as much as I can do. So, yeah.
Yes, this challenge is phenomenal. And I always talk about the Fluency Breakthrough Challenge because truly for me, this challenge was a breakthrough in my learning journey. And it's kind of intense, but it is worth it. At the end of the 30 days, you will get an amazing, incredible result if you do the tasks. And I love Stephanie and the content that she produces, which is really designed to help people to go to the next level. Because this challenge, it's like you have to do calls, you have to use social media to post some content each day. So this is something that as learners, sometimes we don't do as often. A lot of us, we just study, but we don't really produce the language. And this is the key, I think, to level up our language skills. And as you said, while you were talking before, you said you need to practice. What is going to happen if you practice a lot? You're going to get fluent. You're going to get the results that you really want.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I get so angry, you know, on myself because I took so long to finally face my fears. And when I finally decide to speak, and when I saw that, okay, I was creating like a monster, that the word was gonna like end because I was going to speak in another language. And when I finally decided to speak, and I, oh my gosh, nothing that I thought before happened. So it was like I was trapped in a bubble, you know. So when I realized that there's nothing to be afraid of, so that's why I decided to start my YouTube channel, because I really wanted to share my experience and help other people to realize, okay, there's nothing to be afraid of, you know. You have to face it. It's only the way that you're gonna be able to get over your fears. If you don't start speaking, you're not gonna be fluent. So you have to speak if you wanna, you know, communicate with others. So yeah, I think that's really important, practicing.
Yes, it's like I like to mention that, because I went through the same process. I avoided to speak this language for so long because I had so many insecurities. But this is like a barrier that we need to break. And once we break this barrier, each time that we have to speak again, we will feel more confident and more comfortable. And some of the things that you also said that I think it's really interesting, it's recording, which is a powerful tool, because I've been recording this podcast since May, and I can totally look back and see how much I improved my speaking ability just by recording and editing this podcast and hearing myself over and over again. Yeah, recording, it's an awesome technique to improve. You mentioned also songs. I saw, I think, on YouTube where you were, or I don't know if it was on YouTube or on Instagram, but you were playing guitar and singing in English. Do you do this a lot?
Yeah. I mean, as I told you, sometimes, you know, I get tired of reading books or watching movies, series, or about my other methods. Oh, now I'm gonna just listen to a song to relaxing. And sometimes, I like to play my guitar and go on YouTube, and you know, there's these videos where you can see the lyrics, and I think it's awesome. It's a great way to practice your pronunciation and also to learn idioms, phrasal verbs, and yeah, I do this a lot, man, especially when I'm cleaning my house, when I'm doing my chores.
Yes, I always say that my favorite time to listen to a podcast is that when I have to watch the dishes. So I know that my enjoyment of washing the dishes is putting an episode of a podcast and really enjoy the task. Okay, another thing that you said that I think it's really awesome is surrounding yourself with your target language. It's a really good way for us to advance our English skills as a whole. And you mentioned so many things. You said that you use social media, you use your Instagram, and also you started a YouTube channel, which we are gonna talk about it. I have a question here about it. Also, you mentioned Cambly. In the past, back in 2018, I used Cambly for 3 months and I had an amazing experience. How long have you been using Cambly and are you enjoying the experience of having classes with native English speakers?
Yeah, I mean, a lot. I mean, I started my classes on Cambly 2 years ago, you know, but my first year was horrible. Horrible, horrible, because, you know, I was so afraid of, you know, you can imagine, I was be there talking to native speakers and I was freaking out. And every time when I was about to schedule a class with them, no way that I'm gonna do this. I'm not courageous to do this class. And so, for example, I paid for Cambly, but I didn't have my classes. I think I only have, I don't know, in 1 year, 5 or 6 classes. So that's why I don't count with my first year on Cambly, you know. But the last year when I took my English learning process more seriously, so then now I'm gonna study, I'm gonna do my classes on Cambly. So that's why the last year, I think it's the best year that I had on Cambly. It's really good because the native speaker can give me a feedback, you know, because sometimes I can make a pronunciation mistake that, you know, make a sound they're not used to hear it. So sometimes I a word that I will say here with another Brazilian English learner, they will understand what I'm saying. But when I speak with a native speaker, they, what? Wait a minute, what did you say? And I was, whoa, okay. So I have been receiving a lot of feedback about pronunciation, also vocabulary, and also making friends. You know, that's amazing because English is like this thing that connects us with many people.
Yes, totally. And yeah, in the past, I remember that I used in July of 2018, and I used to have like 3 classes per week, and it was 30 minutes. And I already talked about it on the podcast, but I remember that second episode of season 1, I explained and I shared my whole English learning journey, everything that I used since the beginning for me to learn this language. I'm still learning, of course, but at that point when I recorded that episode and I mentioned Cambly, which truly for me, Cambly was a breakthrough in my learning journey because I started learning back in 2015, but until 2018, I was just absorbing the language. I was just consuming content. I didn't speak at all because I was so afraid to speak. And when I found out about Cambly, I thought to myself, oh, I think this is the way. I found it. I need to try to use it. And I remember until this day my first class on Cambly. I sat behind the computer for about, I don't know, 1 or 2 hours before to click the button to call the first instructor. I was so nervous, truly. And then I didn't know how to use Cambly at all. And then I remember that I chose a girl. And then all of the Sunday, Cambly showed me on my screen a message saying that person wasn't available anymore. And then Cambly asked me if I would be willing to find another instructor. And I clicked in the button, yes, why not? I'm already here for 2 hours. But what I didn't know is that Cambly would choose automatically another tutor. And then all of a sudden a guy appeared on my screen talking with me, and I thought to myself, oh my god, who is this person? And then I still have this video. You should see like my face of horror. Who is this person? No, I have to speak with this guy. And that call was really like a breakthrough for me. So I did that call and then I felt comfortable each time that I had to have a call again with a native English speaker. And it seems like we are promoting Cambly right now. So guys, Cambly is sponsoring this podcast. And I think that they are not sponsoring Semi as well. But yeah, Cambly, it's a really nice tool that you guys can use if you can afford. And oh, one last thing before we move on to the next question. This community that you mentioned, TNT?
TNT? Yeah, TNT.
How can people find them?
You can look it up, TNT. E aprendi, because it's in Portuguese, this word. And then you can go through their website. There, it's very organized. There's a part where you can, you know, you're gonna see free conversation, and just you need to click on it and schedule a meeting. Then they will send you the link of the meeting, so you just have to wait until the meeting starts and enjoy the conversation.
Awesome, thank you for sharing. I will include in the show notes the link, so you guys who are interested, you can check it out. So now let's move on to the next question. What inspired you the most to start a YouTube channel?
I started because I see YouTube as another opportunity, you know, to get over my fears, to expose myself. It's not that easy, especially because I'm kind of person who is really shy, man. You have no idea. I'm really shy. So when it comes to speaking another language, I was too more, you know, afraid of, you know, exposing myself. So I need to find a way to overcome all of my fears. And as I mentioned before, you need to face in some way. And the way that I found it was, I'm gonna start a YouTube channel. So that was the main reason. And also because I wanted to help other people to get over their fears as well. Because once I did my first conversation, once I start practicing English conversation, so, oh, there's no big deal, you know. The whole thing was only my mind. So there's no problem, there's nothing to be afraid of. So yeah, the main reason was, okay, this is gonna help me to improve my English skill, because I need to sometimes I like make videos in English, so another opportunity to keep practicing, you know, my speech, then, and also a good way to find other English learners and maybe, you know, be in contact to have English conversation.
Awesome. When I watched your videos on YouTube and when I saw your post on Instagram, you don't seem like a shy person.
people, you have no idea.
Yes, people say this to me all the time, because they say, oh, I'm a shy person. But people say, what? You don't seem like a shy person. But truly, I am also a shy person. And it's really amazing that you have this YouTube channel as like a project. It's like an excuse that you have to not just inspire other learners out there, but also to take time out of your day to produce content in English. And this podcast is also for me, it's like an excuse also for me to take time out of my day to have calls with people, connect with them, record conversation, and inspire other learners out there who are going through the same struggle. Because when we can share our experiences, or when we can share the mistakes that we made, this is gonna help other learners to avoid these mistakes or to get inspired with our wins during this process, which is can be so hard. Learning a new language is not easy. It takes time. But the key is consistency. And as you said, practice, practice, and practice. what else I have here? I love to talk about building projects to learn a new skill. And in the past, I also interviewed, in season 3, I interviewed Sina from Venezuela, who also started a YouTube channel to improve her English, which is really awesome. So I truly believe that if you start... Sorry. So I truly believe that if you start a project and if you have a goal and if you work towards it, you're gonna achieve. because projects, they are really powerful. And okay, let's move on to the next question. Do you have any tips for people to be better at conversations?
The most important thing I already said here, you have to speak. You know, if you're still having fears about it, you have to speak. That's the only way you're gonna overcome all of those fears, okay? You can find a partner, you know, someone who also is English learner, and there are a lot of people out there on YouTube, on Instagram. You can find many people who also wants to practice, you know, having conversation in English. Or if you can find someone, as I said before, you can talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. You know, sometimes I'm here, I take my cell phone, I start to have imaginary conversation. You know, I like to choose a topic. Okay, now I'm gonna talk about school. So then I start chatting to myself and I record, then I like to listen to again and see what kind of mistake I made it. And I try, you know, this is a good tip. I like to record this imaginary conversation. Then I check what I did wrong, what I did well. So what I did wrong, I need to improve this part. So later I try again to have the same conversation, you know, see if I really understand, if I really improve that mistake, you know. So yeah, basically those tips.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. I truly believe that communities, they are really helpful. If you can find a partner or a community where you can find people that you can connect with and that you can practice with. And I know by experience that the first time that you will have to face someone else to have a 30-minute conversation just in English, it is challenging. It's not easy, but it's not impossible. You just need to believe in yourself. And tips for people to be better at conversation, something that I would add is try to simulate a conversation as Samia do all the time. She speaks with herself. Or you can take some notes. Like you can write down everything before you say it. So then when someone else asks you these questions, you already know the answer because you prepared in advance. So this is the key. If you prepare in advance some answers about some questions that you are going to discuss with someone else, this is going to help you to be better at conversation. And then for you to not worry anymore about being nervous, the key is practice, which we are talking about. Okay, one last thing before we move on to the next question. You said that sometimes you create some imaginary scenarios and then you record your voice. Have you ever thought about putting this content on a podcast? Like imaginary scenarios with Samia.
Good one. I mean, you know, that's my best way when it comes to practicing English, because at the beginning I had no idea where I need to start to learn English. You know, oh my gosh, well, what kind of material? Because there is a bunch of materials on the internet and sometimes you get lost and we don't know how can we start. So okay, I'm just start having imaginary conversations here and see what kind of talks I'm struggling with. So for example, I'm gonna start talking about my daily routine, things related to my life. So because I imagine that people when they will speak with me in English, they will ask me questions about my life, you know, where you work, what do you do for a living, so what do you like to do. So yeah, this kind of thing. So I started, you know, with those questions. And then, you know, when I realized that this point I didn't do well, so I need to improve. So then I went to the internet and started looking up, how can I say this in English, this, that. And then I back again and try to have the same conversation, you know, to correcting my mistakes. And yeah, and that's I've been doing this for a long time. That's gonna help me to have a good conversation and be more clear about my ideas, you know.
Yes, it's a really good technique. technique to use, and you don't have anybody else to do that, like record yourself in your thoughts. You just need to have a phone and to record it and then listen to it back again over and over again and analyze your speech and your pronunciation and all of that. Okay, let's move on to the next question. What is the best advice you could give to someone who is learning English? It can be more than one.
Don't be afraid, please, Paul. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. I can guarantee that no one is gonna judge you, at least other English learners, you know, because they know how you feel, you know. So every time when I speak in English with other English learners, so I'm not gonna focus on, oh, they are making me. No, I think things doesn't happen like this, you know. I think the most important thing, first of all, is to communicate, to send your message. So don't be afraid, don't be ashamed, okay? And you're not gonna be fluent in English if you're postponing your practice. So practice. Practice makes perfect, okay? So that's my advice.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. I think that the takeaway of this episode is gonna be practice, and practice, which is incredible. We need to practice in order to improve. Now let's wrap it up with the rapid fire question segment. The answer of these 10 questions that I have here, they can be super quick, but feel free, if you want, you can expand in any of them. Okay, so the first one, what is your favorite food from Brazil?
Creme de galinha. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I'm surprised.
Creme de galinha, it's like a chicken creamy, I guess.
Wow, that's interesting. Oh, I'm surprised, God. Because I'm from Brazil and I didn't know about it.
It's very common here in my region, you know. Brazil is a huge country, so there's many things here. You know, for example, You live in Rio Grande do Sul, there people like drinking chimarrão. Here, I never taste chimarrão. Never.
Yes, so for those of you guys who are not from Brazil, and if you don't know like my culture, she said chimarrão. It's like a drink, which it's really usual here. People drink it a lot. I don't even know how to explain this in words. I should look it up to be able to explain to you guys, because it's like a super tradition here where I live. But basically it's a drink that people most of the time drink super hot. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Number two, which tourist place would you recommend for someone who is interested in visiting Brazil?
Of course, the beaches from another region. For example, Maragogi, Jericoacoara, Barra Grande, of course, here, Piauí, Natal, Salvador. Comes to the northern region. Here we have the most beautiful beaches in the whole country.
Amazing. Can you share one interesting thing about your culture?
Okay, we take shower like 5 times a day because especially here where I live, it's really hot. So probably Teresina is one of the hottest cities in Brazil. That's why we take so many showers in just one day.
Yeah, this probably may seem a lot for some people. I don't take like 5 showers because here in South Brazil, we do have like winter, and depending on the season, it's really cold. Next one, which is your favorite hobby?
Oh, watch movies and series and going to the movie theater.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite movie or series? If yes, which one?
Movie, and not just one, but series. Yes, I have a favorite one, which is Friends.
Awesome. Friends is on the top of the list of most of the guests that I had in season 3. A lot of them said Friends, which is really interesting. Okay, next one. Your favorite music or band?
I don't have a favorite band because if the song is good, I will enjoy it anyway. So I just need the song to be good and I will enjoy it.
Amazing. Do you have a favorite book or author? If he has, which one?
Yeah, I really like that book, Wonder. Wonder, it's amazing. Good story about friendship, about empathy. So I really love that book. And I'm reading this book in English. It's amazing. It's easy. I recommend if you want to read a book in English. This is an amazing book, Wonder.
That's awesome. Okay, next to one. What have you done that you are most proud of?
My work on Instagram and on YouTube, because, oh man, I never thought that I was able to be such a huge thing in my life, speaking English, especially sharing content on my social media.
It's amazing. Where would you visit if you had a chance?
Please, Lord, I want to go to Georgia, Atlanta, United States of America, please.
Awesome. Oh, the last one. Could you share 3 phrasal verbs or idioms that you think that people people should know them?
Phrasal verbs. Make up, come out, and come up with. Those ones are commonly used in English language. You're gonna hear those words in everywhere. Make up, come out, come up with. Come up with is like have an idea. Come out, for example, there's many, a lot of meaning, you know, with this phrasal verb. One of them, I could say when something is available to a public, you know, for example, a book, movie, a song, when they come out, it means they are available to public. And make up, like invent a story. Also, there are a lot of meaning with this phrasal verb. One of them, invent a story, you know, make up an excuse. So yeah.
Great, thank you so much for sharing. Last question, where can people find you online?
They can find me on my Instagram account, Samia Carol. There I've been posting a lot of things related to English, especially idioms and some phrasal verbs as well. And on my YouTube channel, Garoto do Inglês, there I've been posting my Kelly classes and also I've been interviewing some people, other English learners, where they've been sharing also their experience about learning English. And yeah, and some tips as well, you know, about my methods, my strategies to learn this language.
Awesome. I'll include in the show notes all of the links so you guys can connect with Samia. Samia, thank you so much for being here recording this interview with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad that I've been here with you. I'm so honored to be part of your show, man. So thank you for inviting me one more time.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. Remember this, you don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media, and you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.